Saturday with Conor Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Hello again. A review of the state's abortion laws is expected to recommend that women should not have to wait 3 days for a termination. Currently, there has to be a 3-day wait between a woman first presenting at a doctor and being certified as being less than 12 weeks pregnant, and then the actual abortion taking place. Campaign and political groups have called that a 3-day wait be removed, or at least to be advisory rather than mandatory. Pro-life groups have said that it should be maintained and have expressed concern about the direction of travel since the abortion referendum was passed. Verona Murphy, what's your view on this?
Well, I think for a start, I'd be somewhat weary of the Taoiseach's comments where he says he doesn't think it's time to do anything with the review. I just don't understand why we would ask for a review and then do nothing with it. And I think it was promised in legislation. And when we are making promises of that nature, it's very important that they're carried out. The review has been carried out. It's a clinical review by an independent barrister, as far as I'm aware. I haven't seen it. I've read in the media, the same as everyone, the points that are being made. And I think they have to be considered. Like, there's no point in having a knee-jerk reaction from me as to what we should
do. So you don't have an instinctive response to it?
No, I absolutely don't. No, I'd like to read the report to be fully informed because it's such an emotive issue.
All right. Sean Fleming, you were not necessarily in favour of the Eighth Amendment being removed from the Constitution, I think, at the time where it was being proposed. What's your view on this proposal?
Well, it's right that there should be a review. And what's important, when the referendum was put to the people, people were very concerned. It was a divisive issue. And the people were given safeguards in relation to the legislation. It wasn't just a foot in the door and to open up afterwards straight away. Because had people felt this was open door, it may or may not have had been passed by the people. So the safeguards that people voted on, I think, can't be just discarded like that. But what I am going to say about the issue is, what we hear in this report, there's some proposed legislative changes and there's some proposed operational changes as to how it's been administered. There are parts of the country that haven't been able to recruit staff into some of the hospitals. There are some areas in the country you mightn't get to see a GP within a couple of days. They are operational matters. They are not legislation. Those things should be in place as we all expected they should have been. And I think they're the matters that can be fixed now without legislation, should be dealt with now. And then in relation to the legislation, this report, I understand, will be referred to the Oireachtas Committee on Health. So there will be a good broad public discussion, and I'm sure they'll bring in people from all sides into that debate.
Right.
But I would say operational issues should be dealt with as quickly as possible if it doesn't require legislation.
Okay. As of now, though, you share the Taoiseach's discomfort with change to the legislation, do you?
No, I didn't say that at all. I never mentioned the Taoiseach or anybody else. What I said is some people voted on the basis of the safeguards that were given. That still has not gone away, and that has to be taken into consideration. And I actually think a lot of what we're talking about in this report might be operational matters. On the 3 days and seeing GPs and getting to your doctor, it may not all require legislative changes, but I haven't seen the report, and that's why I'd like to see a good discussion at the Oireachtas
Committee. Ciarán O'Connell.
Yeah, at the time of the referendum, there was clear commitments that there would be a review, and that was, I think, everyone understood that, and that is good practice when you change something substantially, that you then review it after a few years, see what lessons need to be learned. So, it is a bit worrying that there is a knee jerk reaction from some quarters, in cabinet and the Taoiseach, before this review has even gone to cabinet, before it's gone to the Health Committee for consideration. I think there is a strong case in terms of the recommendations that it's making for them to be taken on board and for these changes to be brought in. But there are other areas that need to be addressed, because there is a bit of a postcode lottery in terms of people being able to access services depending on where you are and what parts of the country, and that needs to be addressed as well.
Can I just get a quick response to you, your reaction to the announcement today about grants to renovate vacant homes being increased under the Housing Minister being brought to Cabinet on Tuesday? Property owners currently qualify for 30,000 or 50,000if it's a derelict grant. Do you have any view of what you've seen so far on that?
Well, I think this is a minor enough change in terms of the eligibility. It means that the cut-off point was these grants were available for homes built until 1993, up until 1993. Now it's been extended to 2007. I'm not sure that previous cut-off point should ever have been there. The key point in terms of vacant homes is the longer they're left vacant, the more likely they're going to get into bad condition. They may end up being derelict. So it's important that they are, turned around quickly enough. Right. That can happen within a few years. And we can't, you know, it's good to have carrot measures, but you also need to have stick. We need to have an effective vacant homes tax. And I think the 0.3% the government have there is just, it's ineffective. It's too weak.
Okay, I'm afraid that's all we have time for today.